Well, we finally managed to actually track down the legend that is Johnny Birdsall. Yes, indeed, he's quite rightly swamped with people actually coming in today to actually see these range of things. Nicola, you were basically insistent. You said, we are not leaving the Country Living tent until we've actually featured this chap.
Yeah, definitely. The hats look absolutely amazing. I can't wait to try one on.
In fact, dare I say it, Johnny, they've got even more amazing since last time we spoke.
Well, I'd love you to try one on. Yeah, they have got a little bit stranger as the years roll by.
Much like life, really. It sort of unfolds in its own sort of delightful way, etc. Just talk us through the one that you're wearing at present, really, because I think this is quite an astounding...
an extraordinary mole hat here. He stands about 10 inches tall, and he's trimmed with a gold pheasant feather band and a massive, massive feather, which is a vintage ostrich feather that I managed to find somewhere a few months ago.
Not roadkill, Johnny.
Extravagant. No. This died a long, long time ago.
That's okay.
Well, he died horribly, but a century ago.
Yeah, that was important.
What would you say is one of your most elaborate hats that you've made?
It'd have to be that leopard top hat up there. Do you see there?
Wow.
Lovely. It was made from a fantastically old leopard skin coat. It was lying forlorn and unwanted in a lady's wardrobe.
Absolutely beautiful. Fantastic.
As I said before, Johnny, one of the great things about all of the products that we've actually got here is that it is actually breathing literally new life into what otherwise would, as you rightly said, sort of possibly just be sitting idly by, possibly just providing food for moths.
That's right. I use exclusively 100% reclaimed fur, so nothing's had to die recently. And that's part of our ethos.
We did mention at the start, it's been a challenging year weather-wise, as the CLA Game Fair going, gone, etc., a whole heap of others, etc. How's it been for yourself on the road, so to speak?
Well, we've been pretty skint with no badminton and no Game Fair, so we were really looking forward to coming here, and thankfully the people that missed those other two shows have flocked here, and today we can't move, which is fantastic.
Exactly. And that's the reason we're going to have to sort of cut this short, but briefly, web address, how can people actually get in touch with your good self?
Well, I've changed the name of the company from Wear the Fox Hat to johnnybeardsall.com, and that's where you can find me.
Actually, so with you, do you think Nicola would serve well as a mini model to actually sort of have a couple of hats to try on?
She would make a great model. She should be sporting one of my hats today. She can take one for a walk if she likes.
Oh my gosh, wow, I feel so privileged, thank you.
It's a genuine thrill. We'll try the initial shot. Of course, we have to mention your daughter as well, who you've brought along today, because we've spoken to your wonderful wife, and here we have...
my daughter, Hebe.
Hebe, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So, what did you think when your dad first sort of came up with these hat scenario? Did you think, great, that's my dad, I'm so proud, or do you think, you're insane?
But insane, I guess.
Sorry, it's the honest answer. Nicola?
Well, I think it's absolutely amazing, but...
It's just an exciting thing there, as we felt there was a little sort of a tremor of all sorts of things.
A minor earthquake as the stand collapsed.
Indeed. We'll just sort of hold that sort of thing there, a little action moment as the whole thing is put together. And I think we'll pick up the interview in a few seconds. Ah, yes. Very impressed, obviously, with Hebe's immediate sort of resourcefulness there by identifying the whole thing. Nicola.
Yeah, that was a very good quick reaction there to save the shells. So save all the beautiful hats.
Meanwhile,
we were in Alice Templey's autumn winter show in London. You can see all the photographs there, these very glamorous shots. So we were picked up by a top London designer who wanted our hats. So 20 of our hats were on the catwalk in London Fashion Week.
You see, as ever, Johnny always does that. He has so many diamond nuggets of information coming out, and he just slips that to one side, etc. Anyway, Nicola, any other questions for Hebe?
Just wanted to know, like, would you be making hats in your future career or something similar to that?
I don't think hats are for me. I don't think that's my calling, but it's great that Dad's having fun.
Just the very fact that you're here supporting the family, Hebe, is probably just happiness enough, as clearly we've got an interesting sort of shelving situation there, which seems to be sort of balancing its own way. Strangely, it looks very designer now.
It's pretty good now. It's
exactly.
sort of weird.
Exactly. It's all falling in all sorts of wonderful ways. What is your speciality, Hebe? Are you at university? Are you graduating?
I'm at university, hoping to be an actress.
Which one are you based at?
Durham, yeah.
See, very close to actually Southside Broadcasting's Teesside home, you see, a mere 40 minutes away. We should exchange details and you should work on that sort of basis as well. So get your agency together and lovely things will work through. On a serious note, this is one of those things where, you, as an actor, you can certainly get a whole range of influences in terms of the setup. Is this your first show or have you been a regular on the circuit?
This is our third Burley, and I think we've done a lot in the past, yeah.
Hebe, it's been splendid connecting with your good self. We'll try and get a carpenter to actually sort out some shelving in the near future. We'll take a few other photographs of Nicola from that point of view. Are you okay there, Johnny? Because you look at it.
Yeah, and no, I'm all right. There are other, that, you know, Brooks Livermore here. He is an actor. The place is teeming with.
Really?
We've just
spoken to Brooks. No, he didn't, did he? He kept very quiet about that.
What was that? What was he?
Brooks Livermore, the Guy Fawkes stand-in for today, is indeed a thespian.
Wow, fantastic. Well, I think we need to ask him about that.
And on that bombshell, we'll remind people about the fantastic world of hats and take those photographs and hammering. Now, Nicola, you've tried the hats on. How do they feel?
They felt absolutely amazing. I want one.
Splendid stuff on that particular area, etc. We're still sorting out various other things, but you did have a quick question for Hebe.
Yes, I feel like I recognise you from somewhere, like Harry Potter.
Where could this be?
Yeah, it was in the last Harry Potter film.
And the best, obviously, because it had Hebe in it.
Yeah, very small part, but it was a start.
Everyone is absolutely vital, and I gather you're currently doing a movie as well, or you've just finished a short piece.
Yeah, again, a very small role in a film coming out the end of this year.
2 weeks ago, Nicola, we were talking to Eleanor Tomlinson, who is obviously up in next year's movie Jack the Giant Killer with Ewan McGregor and a whole heap of other things. Billed as the next Keira Knightley. As I said, she's the first Eleanor Tomlinson. I think Hebe, you're going to be heading in those footsteps very soon.
Thank you. I hope so.
If nothing else, we'll sort out a carpentry career for you. Excellent stuff. Hebe, many thanks indeed.
Thank you very much.
Anyway, hooray, hurrah, hip, hip, hurrah. We're back with Charles, of course, from Dewberry. Charles, good as ever to see you on a very, very busy and hectic day.
Yes, it is very busy, and we're absolutely delighted to be back on the road again, having had so many cancelled events this year.
You know, it seems like only yesterday I was with Hannah O'Brien, and we were up at the Bramham Horse Trials, and we were thinking, it's not great, but it's going to improve. And then, of course, we had the Great Yorkshire Show day one. We had the CLA Game Fair all geared up for, etc. Hannah, as you'll appreciate, was devastated not to do the equine gymnastics. She was looking forward to connecting with that. But Nicola's here today, and all's well.
Absolutely, and you're absolutely right. It's been a terrible, it's been a disaster from an eventing point of view, and from a country show point of view, and from a retailer's point of view. And but we're all absolutely thrilled to be somewhere.
But the great news, of course, is the man in the bucket with his boots is back outside in the bucket with his boots.
That's right, and what a great place to be in the bucket in his boots on this fantastic day here, where the weather's absolutely perfect for footwear for the course. It's slightly damp on the foot, but it's not raining.
Nicola.
I was actually just wondering, why is the man in the bucket?
It's his job. We're basically, he's not very clever to start with, and no, it's his job. It's the way we promoted our product when we first launched it, because no one would have believed that a leather product would have been waterproof. So 12 years ago, because of course we only had rubber boots before then. And so we'd started with that as a marketing tool, and it's worked ever since.
It certainly attracted our attention, and I feel we haven't looked back since then, have we, Charles?
We haven't indeed. It's been a long 13 years, though.
Anything else, Nicole?
Are most of your products like mainly waterproof then? Is that like your kind of selling point?
Absolutely. I mean, we started our core product, and our first product was the waterproof leather welly using Gore-Tex. And then we made some other things too. But we've also got a very new and very well-made Gore-Tex technical range of outerwear for wet weather.
Well, we're not going to have a strapline, Dewberry, it makes you wet, are we? No, it's just,
no,
it's not going to go.
I think keeps you dry is probably the answer.
Precisely. So, I mean, clearly this is the start of the Christmas shopping season, officially. It starts today, September the 1st, etc. Just looking at the range of folk who are actually coming in, it seems that a lot of people are kind of getting in those early Christmas presents.
Yes, it's good. The shows always do that, and there'll always be people and families that want a present. And they'll come in and have a fitting even. And even if they don't actually buy it now, we'll do a fitting and they might get it on mail order at another time or from one of the local shops. It means that they get the right thing for Christmas. So we do the fittings here. And if it's not taken, they get it another source.
We had a wonderful off-air chat with the two wonderful bar staff who are actually working here. Would you like to give them some name checks? Because obviously Nicola's availing herself, thanks to your good self, of the fabulous flute of champagne there.
Absolutely. This is Angus, who's fresh out of Eton.
Hello, Angus.
Hi.
Fresh out of Eton.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent.
First proper job, or first job at all. In fact,
hooray!
I think, quite sure it's the first time he's ever
washed. Not standing in the bucket.
Well, funny enough, I actually had to show him how to wash up when he first got here.
Well, don't get me started on educational standards, Charles, please. You know, it's a different line.
No,
and
it's very good. Yeah.
Who else have we got?
We've got Mary.
Hello, Mary.
Hello.
And Mary, you're presumably not fresh out of Eton?
No, I'm from Camden School. Just started my gap year.
Excellent. There we are. So good news there.
They're pretty fresh. Yeah.
As ever, the web address for Dewberry is?
It's dewberry.com.
And clearly we'll need to take the photo shoot of yourself in and Nicola with a whole multitude of folk behind you. But I do have one last question, Charles. Back at Bramham, no bar. Is that some sort of a mission, though, in terms of this? I mean, obviously we brought the bar to Burley here. I mean, is this going to be a standard feature in times to come?
Absolutely. I mean, we take the bar to Burley, Badminton and the Game Fair. The rest of the time we don't, because there's not enough.
Those Bramham people can go insane, really.
You're right. You want to say, yeah, absolutely. You want to get in trouble there.
It's understandable. I'll take the full right from that point of view. Charles, as ever, an absolute delight. We'll do our little photo shoot. Where can we find you next? I mean, obviously, we're heading into the Christmas season, the winter season, Horse of the Year show coming up. Where are Dewberry heading off to?
Our next one, so we've obviously got Blenheim the week after this.
No,
then we've got the Midland and Newbury. And then into the Christmas season, we've got all the Spirit of Christmas and Country Living. And then finally, Olympia running up to Christmas, almost Christmas Day this year.
It's amazing. A delight as ever. I think we should really look for 2013 to actually do a year in the life of Dewberry. What do you say?
I'm up for it if I'm still alive.
Listen, we're doing a 24-hour radio broadcast-a-thon to celebrate the end of the Mayan calendar on 21st of December. So, you know, all being well, we'll be ready for 2013.
Well done. Congratulations.
Okay, as we continue wandering through the delights of the 2012 Burley horse trials, etc., we find ourselves actually looking at the joys of Pashmina fashions.
Yeah, lots of vibrant colours here.
And we're delighted to be able to speak to the wonderful soul whose name is?
Lindy Price.
Good to connect with you now. Obviously, great news as far as the footfall is concerned. It's looking as though it's a very healthy day. And after the season we've actually just had, that can't come soon enough from this point of view. But you've got some wonderful product here.
They all come from Nepal, from our workshops in Nepal. They're made to my specifications. And all the colours are vegetable and plant dyes.
Nicola.
Oh, fantastic. Well, they all look absolutely beautiful. Is there any favourite that you have here? Any colours?
My favourites are the pure pashminas, which are these here, which are the very, very, very fine ones that are fine enough to pass through your ring. There we go.
Wow.
And it's such a pretty weave.
Oh
can you
gosh,
see
I
the little...
Yeah,
the
wow.
Little
that's
fine,
lovely.
The fine diamond weave in it.
Stylistically, they seem to have actually really become extremely popular in recent years. I mean, obviously, they've never gone away in terms of quality, etc. But have you noticed an upsurge in kind of people sort of saying, yes, that's the ultimate sort of thing to set off one's outfit?
Yes, I think so. I think it's become part of the wardrobe. Years ago, our mothers never went anywhere without their pearls and twin sets. Nowadays, you don't really go anywhere without your pashmina.
Wow. Well, what one would you suggest I was to go for? What kind of colour would suit me?
Well, you obviously like things that go with black, I would suggest. You wear a lot of black?
Yeah, I do wear a little bit of black. Yeah, so I try and keep live, like, black trousers and then, like, a nice colourful top.
And then you need the lovely colours. These lovely bright jewel colours, I think, would look really cracking on you.
Excellent, fantastic.
Yeah, we might do a little photo shoot with respect to
yeah.
that in mind. Now, as the season proceeds, we head indoors, obviously, for Christmas markets and so on. Where can people actually locate you on the road, so to speak?
I shall be doing the Blenheim Horse Trials and then Goodwood Revival. And then I do Spirit of Christmas at Olympia in London. And Salisbury Christmas Market, because I'm based down in the Reading area. So most of my work is down in the south. I do race meetings at Cheltenham, Sandown and Newbury.
Which is absolutely sensational. And is there a web address? Can people actually locate you on the internet?
Absolutely. www.pashmina-uk.co.uk.
Genuine delight. Once again, we'll do a quick photo shoot as well. For the moment, many thanks indeed.
A pleasure.
So having availed ourselves obviously of the fashion scenarios here and gone from Dew Barry through to Pashminas through to a whole heap of other things, we're back with the artistic credibility here, and we're delighted to be actually at the stand which says A Place in the Garden, Zinc Planters and Zinc Decorations, and we're speaking to
Richard Clifford.
Richard, share with us your connection with this company. You're going to say I'm the managing editor, aren't you?
I'm the owner, yes.
Exactly. I recognise the quality was there. You see, stand a dress sensor, marvellous. Sensational collection of materials you've got here. Everything, it would seem, for the ideal garden design, including water features.
Yes, we have three particular water features here. We've got two very contemporary ones and one very traditional one, which we thought we'd bring to Burley because we felt that might be more the set of what people that come to Burley would like.
And how far have you come to actually get up to this wonderful part of Lincolnshire?
We came up from West Sussex. We live about 10 miles north of Brighton.
So one of the common themes that's been shared with an awful lot of exhibitors this year has been the challenging weather conditions. Has that kind of impacted on yourself in terms of shows?
Luckily for us, no. Every show we've been to has actually carried on, hasn't been cancelled, but we have got very wet.
I think you should consider hiring yourself out to other shows then that were cancelled and say, look, at least our shows will go ahead.
That's right, yes, we could be lucky, the lucky ones. Come with us and no rain.
Quite right. Nicola?
So how did you come about, like, using zinc as, like, is that the main material for these, like, planters, etc.?
We just think that the grey is very calming. It works both in very traditional gardens, but also very contemporary gardens as well. This year's fashion colour is grey as well, so it just happens to hit, lots of spots, really. So, no, it was our choice, and we just think it's a very calming colour, and people seem to come on the stand and like just walking around and the sensation it gives them, really. And so courtyards and things, people just like, it's an instant garden, instant height, instant everything.
Yeah, definitely. There's some lovely pieces here, and definitely the calming effect of, like, the waterfall as well.
I feel in many ways it's almost zen-like, really.
Zen-like, yeah. Exactly. Not too much bling, more zen.
Yeah, exactly. We felt ourselves, after obviously the excitement of the shopping corridors, etc., I think ideally placed here, just when we started doing the course walk. Yeah, very good.
Somebody said to us our tagline should be 50 Shades of Grey for this year, so...
Well, clearly there was that line which we go to, but perhaps, I don't know, I won't even talk about the raunch factor.
Exactly.
Well, strangely enough, it was supposed to be the novel to follow up after you've done Twilight, and indeed after you've done Harry Potter, so maybe it's a maturation thing.
Yeah, I haven't read them myself. Just
Sensible choice. Web address, how can people get in touch with you if you're listening to this online and they think, how do we reach those people?
It's just www.aplaceinthegarden.co.uk.
And have you had a chance to have a wander around yourself, or is it a case of, no, we're undercover here, we're all safe, we're going to stay here?
We have actually had a look around. There's some very good stands around here. Yes, it's our first time, and it's been very good. Very good experience, and we'll come back next year.
It's always a delight to have first-timers at Burley. Obviously, we speak to an awful lot of folk that we've covered over the years, etc., but we recognise there's quality here, and I think Burley will be delighted to actually have you here as well.
Yeah, thank you very much. We look forward to coming back.